Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your trusted source for all things home improvement. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, hiring it out, or just trying to keep your home running smoothly, you're in the right place. With over 30 years of remodeling experience, certified kitchen designer Eric G. takes you behind the scenes with expert advice, industry trends, and the latest innovations for your home. It's everything you need to know without the fluff. Now, here's your host, Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. We have got a great show lined up here, and we got one of my good friends, John Dudley, in the house. Former contractor that I met 25 years ago, probably. We played in bands together. Now he is the brainchild behind the Around the House online website and so many other things. If you're listening to the show on the podcast and you're hearing Site Hype Designs, that's this guy. Brother, welcome to your first time on Around the House.
Brother, thanks for having me, man. I'm a little camera shy, believe it or not, for a guy that stands in front of people and screams his lungs out.
Dude, this is the perfect topic today because I was sitting there last night at my buddy Cam's house and probably some video coming up on that. We're walking through and he's really trying to get this house dialed in because he bought it for the property. It was like 18 acres, having fun with it. It's totally cool, but it's also a blank slate. And he's, oh my gosh, the guy can build some amazing furniture, but he's not a remodeling contractor, right? So he's like many homeowners. All right, I got a project. Where do I start? And we've all done it ourselves. If you do that out of order, you end up doing stuff twice. Like you go, oh, I'm going to remodel the bathroom. You do that first. And then when you go to remodel the next bathroom, you're like, oh man, I got to get to the bathroom wall that I just finished to get it tapped into that plumbing that I didn't think about. It's
blank space. The blank slate without a brilliant plan is a dangerous playground, my friend, as we all have learned the hard way. Like, perfect example. Like, that's a beautiful wall that now I have to tear out.
Oh, yeah. Dude, and we've all done it. You know, that electrician that comes in at the last minute because somebody decided to add light sconces around the fireplace after the project's done, that you've been trying to get them to do the light sconces on, and they said no, and then they get it done and go, oh, that would have been awesome to have those light sconces. Now the electrician's in there poking holes, right?
Poking holes or cutting out a 6-inch channel for 4 foot down on a burgundy wall that you had to 5-coat paint because burgundy sucks. And you're like, and then it still won't match no matter how many coats. Now you're painting the whole room again, all over a sconce. Love it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Funny story. I was talking to the guy over who's doing a lot of the work on my house right now because I hate drywall, probably like you hate drywall. And it's so nice when you get a guy that's good. He's overdoing the ceilings in my place right now so I can get that thing on the market. And he was just in a condo project and the glass went beyond the ceiling because the glass went between the units. And so what is light, and it was a level 5 finish on the ceiling, and the light, when the sun was out during the day, cut right across the line of the ceiling. He goes, you could only spray it if you back rolled it. You could see the roller marks no matter what paint, no matter what roller. He goes, it was a nightmare. He goes, and if somebody nicked the ceiling, you had to do the whole unit ceiling because it was all open. Same kind of thing. You just couldn't ever get it 100%. And that was an architectural design flaw, really, because they took the glass up too high to the ceiling that just showed every little bit of wave in it or every little texture change from a paint roller putting on matte finish paint.
And nobody brought out the airbrush.
That's what I would have done. And it's funny. I've seen that, too, where all of a sudden, especially with slab on grade homes, where, oh, I'm going to do this now. And all of a sudden the flooring that just went down and now you're channeling through the concrete a water line to get it through to the other room over there or something like that, or you're adding a circuit. And those things can just be so crazy. And so what I talk about a lot and what I like to talk about is when you're diving into a project, let's say like a kitchen remodel, man, that plan for the whole house, you're better off to really dream the whole house up so you know that, oh, wait, I'm going to need four electrical circuits in the kitchen. But if all that electricity from the bathrooms to the bedroom has to go in there, you better leave a space to at least run some electrical over to those spaces so you're not tearing those walls back open again. Because so many times you end up having to go back and redo it, which means you're paying twice for it.
It's another version of measure twice, cut once. And if you, that's exactly it. And we talked a little bit about this before. If you don't plan from the first screw to the last screw, you're going to get screwed. There's no, you can't just willy-nilly, you can't just focus on the kitchen and then realize, oh, you, right? And you have to compensate for the fact that you're going to change your mind. These are lessons you don't learn until you've done it a few times, or you consult with some good experts, or you listen to your show and get some good tips. Run an extra conduit so you can get it from the ceiling or from the attic space, and you don't have to carve a giant hole in your beautiful kitchen backsplash and things like that. And it, and again, unless you've done it 1,000 times like us, you better plan and then plan again and then think on it for a month and then plan again. It's always something. It's always something.
Always something. And for the homeowners out there, they're like, oh, I've already done one kitchen model. I've already been through it. Building code changes so often now. Like, great example. I know, you know, Johnny, you've been down in Columbia now for a while, but great example. Yep. Back when you and I were doing kitchens together, you had to have the outlet in the side of the island. Oh, got to have that outlet there on the side of the island. Now, because enough people walk past the island and drug the cord off the side of the island, they won't allow you to put that outlet in the side of the island. So now you need something that's going to pop up in the countertop, some kind of a pop-up that, and they make them to meet code now that go through the countertop. Sure. But all of a sudden you were forced to put that side outlet in, and you as a homeowner, you're looking at it going, oh, we'll just put the outlet in the side of the island. And then you go get the inspection. And now you've cut a hole in the side of your beautiful cabins in the side of the island. And the inspector goes, nah, that was good 2 years ago. Not good now.
Brutal. That I did not know they changed, but yeah, that's a suck up.
Yeah.
That's an $800 cabinet you got to rip out and replace.
Yeah. And you probably already got the stone on it. So now the can of worms comes in to do that. And we've all seen it. We've all had to deal with it. It's just crazy when you see this stuff, because again, as a homeowner, you're just going, oh man, I had no idea. If you're doing it as a DIY project, that's my first tip of the day here, is plan the entire house project out from start to finish. Because if you've got water and electrical or even HVAC going through there, you don't have to tear it out twice. And then I think the second one, and I want to get your take on this, is so many people don't pull building codes. They don't pull permits. They're not looking at it. But it can get them burned. Yeah. And these days now, when you're seeing these home inspections being done, and you haven't pulled permits, that can really come up and bite you, because that home inspector, who isn't your realtor's best friend, shows up and goes, yeah, man, this kitchen looks brand new, but none of it's to code. And now you're in the middle of a sale, right? Now you're in a world of hurt, because you can't sit, you're trying to sit there, oh, I've put a brand new kitchen in, but I didn't pull any permits on the electrical plumbing.
This kitchen's been here for years. What are you talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those
just
things are
really messy.
Caught.
Put a couple of scratches in the granite, spill some alcohol somewhere. You'd be fine.
Call it good. Call it good. Let's go out to our around the house nugget. Time for an around the house nugget brought to you by Aero Broom. I'm Eric G, and I love how Aero Broom's 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless blower makes outdoor cleanup a breeze. Even inside with that dog hair, sweep debris or blast leaves from all the tight spots, all under $60. Grab yours at aerobroom.com. That's AEROBroom.com. It's my go-to for dog hair messes. Now, here's your quick tip. Today's Around the House Nugget is all about cleaning those stainless tumblers, like your Stanley or Yeti. They get stained up with coffee or tea. You know how tough it is to get those brown rings out. They are tough to deal with, but here's an easy fix. Just fill the cup with very hot water, drop in a dishwasher detergent pod, and let it soak overnight. By morning, you'll be amazed at how those stains lift right out, leaving your cup looking brand new again. No scrubbing, no special cleaners, just a simple trick with something you already have at home. That's your Around the House Nugget for this week, brought to you by our friends at Aero Broom. Check them out at aerobroom.com.
Around the House will be right back.
If I could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
What's up? This is Sticks and Inya.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
The Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. To find out more about us, head over to that killer website that Dudley here designed, aroundthehouseonline.com. If you're just joining us, we got my buddy John Dudley here, contractor that I've known for years. We start to date ourselves if we start talking the decades, but he's also a website designer. He also works with a lot of companies out there. But today we've been talking about really just trying to get these projects off the ground and finished correctly. And again, in the last hour, we were talking about really trying to plan these things out and plan the entire project. But Johnny, I had this one project I was working on that the contractor did everything right. Had a set of plans from the city of Portland.
First, I don't believe you, but tell me about it.
Pulled permits for a second story bathroom model in this old, like 1920s storybook Portland house. They had old plans of where the bathrooms and the second and the bedrooms up there had been added on, stamped by the city of Portland. So, okay, we assume that there was a stamp on the plans that had been permitted at the time. Contractor goes in, I got it designed out, cabinets are ordered, they're showing up at the job site, demo comes in, tear it all out, they pull the permits, of course, do everything right. Inspector walks up the stairs, walks into the bathroom for the rough-in inspection and goes, yeah, we don't have any record of the second story addition, so we are red tagging this thing, and the whole thing needs to be brought up to 2017, 2018 building code, whatever the year was. So this was that kind of 1920. Yeah.
For the entire second floor, just because they brought him in for the
and
bathroom.
Here's the bad part. Now you had to meet all the
cheap shot
footings in the basement. So this had been, and from what we could tell, but we couldn't prove it, when the city of Portland converted from electronic, from written to electronic building permits, they lost 7 or 8 years of building permit records. This was done in the middle of it. Now, it wasn't these homeowners that done it. They had bought the house.
Wow.
So at the time, that added $80,000 to the bathroom remodel, because they had to go down in the finished basement, and there's posts in the floor like any 1920s basement. They now had to make those like 30 inch by 30 inch footings that were almost 3 feet in the ground. They had to tear all this stuff up to carry the load all the way back up through. And then all of a sudden, because we had to have thicker floor joists, because guess what? That was originally framed as storage, but they didn't make it, didn't meet building code. So then we had to re-insulate the whole space to meet the current building code. It was a gigantic can of worms, and absolutely nothing was grandfathered.
I was just going to say, how does that so unfortunately fall on them that Portland lost records?
Yeah.
Nothing was disclosed when they bought the place. Like, how did they eat the ball on that? They must have really loved the house. And now you can't really sell a damn thing either without disclosing that. Like, hey, we'll knock $80K off the price.
You see what I mean? And you're upside down instantly. I've seen that happen so many times.
Yeah, it's going to take more than a bottle of whiskey with that inspector to fix that one.
So that's one of those things that you look at, and it can go so sideways so quickly. And the homeowners were doing everything right. Contractor was doing it. They had given them the building permit for the bathroom. And as soon as the inspector walked up those stairs, all went sideways. And so that's something that you see a lot. And I think it's something if you're out purchasing your first home or purchasing your second home, I always say, go take a look at the building department before you sign and put the offer in. Because what happens is that house, they would have caught that. Because the building department probably would have said it was a 1,300 square foot house. But the house is being sold at like 2,800 square feet. And the building department is the tax man. If you tell them you got a 40,000 square foot house, they'll tax you for it. No problem. Oh, cool. And they'll put it on the tax record that you have a 40,000 square foot house because they want your money.
Such a shame.
But the building department is the only real one.
It's a shame no one catches that. Out of all the folks poking around, the house inspector, the realtor, the appraiser, the building folks are the ones that lost the stuff. So maybe it was up to code back then, which means it still would be. They can't make them up it to code just for adding a bathroom. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. So they did it. So they spent the $80K.
And
I would have fought somebody.
They spent the $80K.
Just to fight at least.
Yeah.
At least I would have felt better.
Yeah.
It's just a good
thing. But then they had their whole bathroom. They had the whole bathroom that was red tagged. So they had their whole bathroom upstairs where they lived was gutted to the studs. And I think that's the biggest thing for homeowners out there is if you're going to look for a home, just because it says it in the real estate listing doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah, no. Due diligence.
You've got somebody there looking at it.
Go to the county, check it out. Yeah. And nobody knows to do that. Heck, I never did that.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, I do now.
When I was buying property,
it's one thing.
Well, I will now, but back when I was buying property, I went to the county to check the real square footage, but maybe a time or two. But yeah. I'd look online and go, wait, what does it say? Yeah, I guess it did. That was years ago, but man, what a shame. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. And so that's one of those catch-22s you want to. And where I see it the most are like those 1920s. Anything before like 1940s, it's those enclosed porches. It's the attic that was converted.
Yep.
It was the basement that was finished.
Yep.
That's where you start to get into those areas. And there's a large amount of square footage there. So that's where it gets you caught up. And it's such a shame. And you get caught with that, you're in trouble. And now we're seeing this here, which is crazy. For instance, you're seeing insurance companies now out there and building departments as well, using satellite or drone technology.
Hunting these things down.
So technically, if you built...
That's sick.
Yep. So if you build too big of a deck or you build a storage shed in your backyard that's too big, technically, your building department can go, hey, man, what's that building out back that just showed up on the scan? Because those satellites are going overhead.
Now you're
going
to get me bent on politics.
I know it. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Because we don't have better things to do than scan people's patios.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what happens. And so, again, we can say privacy, all those kind of things, but really, they're going after that. I've had buddies that were doing a window change out, and the neighbor called to complain, or the building inspector is driving by to another project. And, hey, what you doing there? It's insane. It's crazy. And I got a funny one that...
That should be illegal.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I agree.
If you're a building inspector, you got your assignment. You don't just get to pull into any driveway and start pissing on people. Go away. Go do your job that you're assigned to. You know, you're not the police in a way, but even the police have their regions. Just pull up because I'm painting my house and ask me if I'm using lead.
Okay, when we come back, I got a story for you. And this was a crazy one. And this was the building department trying to go after me here a few months ago, where they were poking around asking some questions. And this is quite the story. We'll talk about that just as soon as Around the House returns.
Do you want to find out more about the Around the House show? Head to our website that Dudley designed for us at aroundthehouseonline.com. Heck, this is even his song he wrote. Around the House will be right back.
If I could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code ERICG for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Hey guys, it's Eric G from Around the House Show. We'd really appreciate your help with some awesome 5-star reviews on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you tune into your podcast. Big thanks, everyone, and a shout out to our dedicated listeners of Around the House. Welcome back to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. Hey, make sure you follow us on YouTube. If you're looking for videos and some fun stuff out there, you can always find it. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. You can find it there. Or just when you're over on YouTube, just look at Around the House Eric G and you'll find it right there because we've been putting some great stuff up over there. Johnny and I have been having some fun here talking. Yes.
Special note on that note. They should check out the YouTube shorts every day this month because it's September 2nd. But there will be a special surprise one day this month. Can't tell you the day. Might be the 23rd, but can't tell you the day. And we will make Eric do a little dance for you while he gives you the tip of the day. And if you ain't seen Eric dance, you don't know what dancing is. So tune in daily. Could be the 13th, could be the 23rd, I don't know, but there will be a dancing Eric.
Oh, man, that's not a good sight. That's stuck. Oh, man.
That's only because I love you, brother.
This is one of those things. I'm better playing the bass than I am dancing, and I'm not that great a bass player, so there we go. We've been talking about planning on those projects and making sure you get them from start to finish and some of the things that can go sideways, and this was one that was interesting. I was sitting there. We had, from my TV show when it was over on Fox 12 Plus over there here in Portland, we had our Trailblazers night where the TV station got a bunch of the advertisers or potential advertisers, and we got to spend time in the suite and watch a Trailblazers game. I quit really watching basketball when the NBA stole my Sonics away, but I'll show up for work. So show up for work, and I'm like, hey, not supporting you until you fix that problem. Not going to get off on that tangent. But I show up and this guy shakes my hand. Hey, Eric, love your stuff. Love what's going on. This is great. And then starts poking at questions. Like, hey, man, I love what you're doing. It's really good work. And so what part of town are you doing these projects in? Where are you at? What's going on? Oh, yeah, I'm over at my house. Yeah. Okay. Where is that? And he's poking. You're like, okay. My radar's up going, all right, what's going on here?
Portland.
No, I said, hey, my house in Lake Oswego. He goes, oh, okay. And I'm not going to say the guy's name, but he went, hi, I'm X, City of Portland Building Department. And I'm like, oh, you were trying to come in and trying to come in and do that. So I was just absolutely laughing, going, oh, you were poking the bear there a little bit, trying to see what was going on. So I was just kind of like, are you kidding me?
Wow, that's a cool shot.
And I was like, hey, now, you know, I have really planned out, like when I built my shed in the back here in my area, local building code says, as long as you're under a certain square footage, you can build it. I can build a patio cover as long as it's under 200 square feet. So I built it at 199. Tried to get away with the stuff, flying under the radar, following the rules. But still, it's one of those things I was like, oh, man, he was poking around. And that's the thing you got to be careful with. All it takes is if you're the guy going or the girl going, I'm not going to sit there, pull permits, I'll be fine. All it takes is the guy for popping over next door to your house and drive by and go, hey, what you got going on? And there you go. There you go.
The old saying, brother, you never know who's in the crowd.
Very true. Very true. That's a good one. Think about it. I mean, it's, oh, man. And again, all it takes is the neighbor. Like in my neighborhood right now, I got three big $2 million homes getting built right now. That building department is driving past the front of my house every single day, multiple times. So you look at that and go, man, it's not worth the risk. Pull the permits on it. I think it's good anyway just to have it because it defers liability. You know, if you go to sell the house and the house burns down and you did something that wasn't legal and they can come back and hit you with it. Because by the way, guys, just so you know, Romex and all the wires always have the date that was made stamped on it. You can get it back there. And there was a project that was.
Yeah. Always better to have
a great example. There was a project that you were starting on. Probably don't even remember it because it was probably 20 years ago, but it was a Tacoma house. These guys were trying to DIY it, but they were putting cabinets and stuff in. And it was like an 1890s house in Tacoma and had a crawl space underneath it that was open in the
my house.
Yeah. It had a crawl space fire, electrical or something down there. And the guy started sanding his own hardwood floors. And he sanded through and is getting into the soot on the backside. And so it had burned all the subfloor out and it was just left to the oak. And so they started getting into it and they went downstairs and the guy that had owned it, that was an electrician beforehand, had covered it up with drywall down in the crawl space under the kitchen. We never knew why. They covered up the fire damage, didn't repair. But how did they catch it? Was the previous homeowner? Because the guy had rewired it and drilled through all the floor joists to put the wiring in. So he knew it because he had put the wires in and the wires had the date code on it. So they went back and they were like, I don't know how we can catch the guy. And I looked at it and I went, this wire was put in, was made during one of the time a guy that owned a house. You just bought it. So went back through the realtor and said, hey, we're going to have to, we got a problem. And so he ended up paying for that to be fixed correctly. But there's a lot of little tells if you're trying not to get caught.
Wow. I don't remember that
one. And he probably didn't. Why? Because you had quoted it and he decided to do most of it himself. So there was a homeowner up there that was.
Oh, yeah.
You dropped those like a bad habit.
That just means you're in my way the whole time. I can't.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, man, before we go out to break here, because I think that's an important one. So many times you're starting that big project and you're a homeowner, right? And you being the contractor and the homeowner goes, I want to do demo. I want to do this. I want to do that. You're putting up every red flag for that contractor going, oh, there goes my schedule. There goes my project. And now you're hovering.
And there's liability to it. And there's doing things wrong and it's costing me time. And look, I love it when the client feels involved and a part of the project. It's their project. It's their baby. I want to make them happy. That's absolutely my job. But if you don't trust me to get that done the way you tell me without standing over my shoulder and poking at stuff and asking the question, wouldn't it be better to do it like you can't, you're going to piss off a contractor. You're going to get your way sometimes and things are going to turn out worse for it 80% of the time. Not saying everybody's doesn't got common sense, but guys, trust your contract. If you're going to use a contractor, find a good one, get good references, look at his old work, drive by houses he's worked on, like legit look at his work. Don't just let him show you some photos on a website he stole from somebody else, because they do it. Usually the guy with the biggest, longest, loudest truck. And then, man, it's like sending your kids to school. Like, you got to trust that the teacher's going to do the right thing. And if you find out halfway through second grade that the kid's beating everybody up because the teacher's not keeping them in line, maybe it's time to look for a change and get rid of that contractor. But too many chefs in the kitchen doesn't serve anybody. It's just soup, and it's not good soup.
Excellent point, man.
And I know that's hard. I know that's hard because there's so many people been burned by so many bad contractors and, you know, plumbers showing up drunk and everything else.
You know, before we go out to break here, that's one of the things that you see. 90% of the contractors out there are great people, but it's that small percentage that ruins it for everybody. That, you know, you find out you got the guys insulating upstairs in the attic space. You go up there and it's like, where'd all these beer cans come from? Because it was hot and they were drinking beer up there while they were doing it. Those are things that happen that drives you crazy. We're going to go out to break, guys. When we come back, we got a couple more stories you can probably learn from. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't go anywhere.
This segment was brought to you by our friends at AeroBroom. Check them out at AeroBroom.com. Do you want to find out more about the Around the House show? Head to our website that Dudley designed for us at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. We're taking a quick break, but don't touch that dial. Save the chimney sweeping for Santa's commute. We'll be back faster than you can slip on that icy walkway this winter. I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and fill out the Contact Us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House. All right.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. If you're just joining us, we've been talking here with my buddy John Dudley, former contractor, website designer. He helps contractors get through their business day and help them really get things dialed in, but today we're talking about stuff that's going to help you get through that next project. And if you're just joining us, go back and make sure if you're listening to us on the Talk Media Network on the radio out there, grab the podcast on your favorite podcast player. Just look for the Around the House show. But we've been talking about those things that trip up these projects that keep you from getting them finished. And so many things come down to planning. But man, I tell you what, I have seen some nightmares when it comes to homeowners trying to help out contractors to get the job done. And one of the biggest ones was on a job site that my buddy was doing in Seattle. And he was helping out, and the home, it was a basement remodel. Okay. Seems pretty simple. Homeowner had hired a temp worker. I don't know if it was a cash deal or whatever it was, to do some stuff upstairs, like going through boxes and throwing stuff away. And the temp worker, who didn't have any conversation other than three or four sentences with the contractor that was working, came downstairs and went, "Hey, man, I got some trash. Can I throw that in the dumpster?" He was doing the right thing asking. He goes, "Yeah, go ahead and throw it in the dumpster. That's good." A few minutes later, the kid falls off a ladder, gets hurt, has to go to the hospital. So now what happened is the kid tried to file a workers' comp claim on the contractor because he had gotten direction from the contractor on how to do something. So my buddy, the contractor, had to go through about 8 administrative court hearings with the state of Washington going, that wasn't my guy. And he finally had to go through 3 appeals through this whole process, cost him a boatload of money just to get through that because he had attorneys and everything else. But this kid's medical bill was trying to show up on his workers' comp insurance, which was an expensive part of an overhead for a contractor. And he had nothing to do with this guy other than saying, yeah, it's okay to throw in the dumpster.
He was probably wearing sweats, and I would have just bought another dumpster. That's what they do in Philly.
Yeah. Ooh, I get what you're saying there. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So but, you know, it's that insane. And so this is where contractors, when you as a homeowner, and you talk to them going, hey, I want to do part of it. This is why you see the eyes get wide. This is why you see them going, I don't know. This is where some contractors go, I want out. I want nothing to do with this. It's because of some of these things that happen. And especially in states like Washington State or Oregon, where things get a little sketchy and it gets really gray when you start putting somebody's gig worker into a job site that the homeowner hired and has nothing to do with the remodeling contractor that's working.
I fought for about 3 years for one of my guys that stepped off a 4-rung ladder, a 4-rung ladder that he put against the house unsafely. And he said when he stepped off it wrong, he developed plantar fasciitis that lasted for 3 years. And so did his pain pill addiction. That's why they like to do that crap.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Name and no names.
Oh, yeah. But you absolutely.
And with all the gall of, I'll sue you and take everything you got. I'm like, yeah. I'll quit, dude.
Well, and that's the thing. And man, I tell you what, I've been standing too much on the ladder. And again, talk about wearing, you got to wear the right boots for that if you're going to be on the ladder all day. But.
Right. This is a guy.
That's what I mean. It was just there.
This is a guy been doing carpentry for 30 years, 25 years, something like that. But somehow, suddenly, working for a guy that's got a little bit of a few properties and working on my own remodel at the time, that old 1890s Victorian, stepped off a 4-step ladder.
Yeah.
This
stepped like, off 6 really? Inches
that's
off the ladder.
That's what caused it, not the other 25 years of abuse. Yeah, surely it's on
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's just that stuff that always gets you. But again, and then what happens is people go, oh, that can't be that big a deal. All of a sudden, that can add thousands of dollars a year in overhead for the business owner, who's the remodeling contractor that
can't panic attacks.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I want to wrap a bow around this really well as we're getting into the last half of this last segment. But I think really for homeowners, if you're out there listening to us and you're like, man, I got these big projects. One, plan it out. Two, if you're hiring a contractor, work with their designer, work with their team, and let them do what's best. It might cost you more to try to do some of these things as a DIY project because that homeowner contractor relationship is touchy. They don't know your skills. You have done your research. You know theirs. But when you say, I want to do demo in the kitchen, they're like, oh my gosh, there's going to be a job site mess. All the nails are still going to be left or screws are going to be left in from the drywall. It's not going to be cleaned up to what they want it. And so they're still going to probably charge you. They're not going to take off that demo bill off there because they still need to make sure things were demoed correctly. And so you can actually cost yourself more by doing this part wrong because they're going to upcharge it in that pain in the butt factor and go, oh my gosh. Or that contractor just goes, yeah, I'm out. I don't want to be sharing the job site with you as your own self-contractor.
The old joke used to be, if the client wants to help, it's double. And we weren't really joking, but the worst was when they were like,
yeah,
okay. You're like, oh, no, I still got to do it. Even for double, it hurts.
I still got to do it. Oh, so really, just be careful with that. And And one of the other things is, if you're going to do it as a DIY project, that's awesome. But pull the permits. And sometimes you can actually, because like insulation is a great one. For instance, I can almost hire an insulation company to come in and insulate the attic for the price of what the insulation is. So if you, there's so much markup in that. I've had it where it's $300 difference. And I'm like, I'm going to crawl up and carry these three pallets of insulation up into the attic myself and spread them out, crawl around, and it's $300. Take my money. Come do it.
I don't even walk down the insulation aisle in Home Depot. I refuse. Like, it makes me itch and choke. Mm-hmm. I spent 3 days as a 17-year-old doing insulation, and I walked off. The only job I ever walked off, I was like, I can't no more. My whole face was round and red.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know how you guys do it.
Can't do it. I don't know how. Can't do it. And so drywall can be one of those things as well. I've had it where the drywallers get the drywall cheap enough. Our beach house out there, what was it? It was for us to get a price on half-inch drywall to have that delivered in the house. The difference between my brother and I doing it and having a guy come in and hang it, tape it, butt it, texture it, prime it for the whole house, the difference was $2,000. And I'm like, yeah, no, knock it out.
Trust us, folks. We're old guys and we've tried all this stuff. We've tried the shortcuts. We've tried to do it ourselves. And if we've learned anything, it's work smarter, not harder. And it is always worth the money on certain things. If you love to paint away till your heart's content, but things that are just going to frustrate you and make you hate your own project and inevitably really not like it when it's done, like you should like it, like let the good guys do it. And so you can just show up and dance and cry in your new kitchen and be excited about it. Because a lot of the process is frustrating as it will be if you aren't good at what you're doing. Really, it takes the luster off and it wrecks it.
Yeah.
And Eric, what's a good way? Let's say somebody's got a project out there. They're trying to start planning it. They're thinking what they want. They want the bathroom to look like this. They want this kind of tile. They want arch ceilings, peaked roof, flat roof, whatever. They've got a contractor in line that's helping them through some of the details and starting to plan it out. What's a good way for those folks to also reach out to you or us and say, hey, here's what the contractor's recommending. You guys got any second opinions? Is that part of our insider deal?
Part of the insider deal, if somebody joins you around. Head over to the website.
I'm new to all the deals. So
yeah. So if you, you know,
it sounds stupid or oversell, but it seems like it would be cool if they could go, hey, we trust you guys because you're not out to make any money off us. Our contractor's telling us this. We think this second opinion type of thing. That could be helpful.
Yeah, great point, buddy. So here's the thing. The Around the House Insider, $4 a month. Go to aroundthehouseonline.com, our website. And part of that, you get my email address where I've helped a couple of people over there. I had one of our insiders over there. She was building an awesome deck. And she had a plan for it. I got her lined up with the right contractor and walked through the products with her because she was wanting to know, how should I build this? Brother, thanks for coming on the show today.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me. Let's do it again soon.
We will. I'm Eric G. You've been listening to Around the House.
Adios.
Undiscovered. Anyway, out beyond the mean. Life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand. I know where to go. All over the radio.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.